have my phone here for notes. I hope you all don't mind. And oy vey, I can't believe I'm up here. I'm with my beautiful daughter, Jennifer, at Green. And this is my first time, but I listen to this podcast every morning when I'm walking my dog, Madeline. So this is really neat. So my full name is Gail Daygold Green, and the reason I'm saying Daygold is because after my father, Donald Daygold, passed away, Alav HaShalom, which means rest in peace, I always promised for something special I would mention my maiden name. So this is, I kind of thought Fright Night meant like magic and things like that. So this is kind of magical, but it's a story about magical things and a cemetery, but they're mixed with love and money. Okay. So when I was about 6 years old, I came to my father, and he's lying on the bed reading the paper, the Sun papers, and I said, Dad, I want a dollar. So being the frugal man that he was, he said, go outside and look for it. So I was six. I said, okay. So I went outside, and I'm looking at my neighbor's yard, and in the wind, I see this little thing about that long, and it's fluttering and fluttering, and it lands in the middle of my yard, and I walked over, and it was a dollar. And it really was a dollar. So I picked it up, and I, okay, you know, it was very normal to me. And I walked in, and I said, Daddy, I got my dollar. And he said, what? Who gave you the dollar? He thought some crazy man gave. And I said, it was in the air. And he took me outside, and we looked. And he said, who gave you the dollar? And I said, it came in the air. You told me to look for it. Okay, so that was the first thing. And then when we were little, the best thing you could have done was to go to Williamsburg when you were about, I was about 8 years old. And we went to Williamsburg. And boy, did I want one of those wax seal candles with a little stamp. And I said to my father, Dad, can I buy one of those? I didn't have any money. He said, go find some money. I said, all right. So we went to rent bikes. And at the bottom of the bike, I see this thing about this long. And I go down and I pick it up. And I said to my father, what's this? And it was a roll of quarters, $10. And he thought I was crazy, but I found the money. So I got the stamp. So my father was an amateur numismatist, I think I'm pronouncing it. He collected coins. So he passed away at age 64, wonderful man. But one of the things that I always see as a sign from him is if I'm having a really bad day, I'm a Jewish mother, I worry every day. Sorry, Jenny. So if I'm having a really bad day, if I look down, a lot of times I'll find a penny heads up. You never pick up a penny that's tails up. It's bad luck. But heads up, you pick it up. So I collect them. And in Jewish tradition, when you go to the cemetery, you leave a pebble on the headstone showing that you love that person and you're remembering them. So there's a certain cemetery. If you go there, you look on one headstone, you're going to find pennies with the heads up. And that's my story.